Hey folks, this is David Short for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Now, I'm going to probably be repeating something that just made the news today. It's a continuing story. This is from 22 WSBT. The title of it is Indiana DCS Employees Sued in Federal Court in Continued Fallout from Child Death Case. And that was today, Thursday, October 12th, 2023. And this is out of LaPorte County, Indiana. Three Indiana Department of Child Services employees have been accused of neglecting their constitutional duty to care for a child who was tortured to death by his parents in October 2021. This is the most recent development in the legal fallout from child's death. DCS was added to a lawsuit filed by the child's estate alleging the employees knew the child, Judah Morgan, was at risk of abuse or neglect while with his parents. Judah Morgan's father, Alan Morgan, is also named in the lawsuit. He was sentenced to 70 years in prison for the abuse. Folks, this thing continues to get worse and worse. You know, I'm all in favor of the parents having the children back. I'm also all in favor of if parents are having issues raising their children, that before giving the children back, if they have a problem with anger management or something, that they have to go through an anger management class. Don't you think that would have saved this child? The foster parents were testifying. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of the state and foster care because I have personal issue with it. But if there are reports and there's medical documentation proving abuse and neglect, and if it continues after the child is in foster care, and the foster parents are saying, hey, look, the child came to us in this condition, we sent the child, you know, reluctantly, they had to send the child back to the parents. And then mysteriously or unmysteriously, the child ends up dead in the custody of his parents. Now, does the medical record say? That's a good indication of what really happened. Now, the one thing is, don't believe the media. That is the one thing I'm going to say. Don't. Because the media will twist it around, as you know. But we have to know the whole story. And that's the problem, is the media won't tell you the whole story. If it's found out that, you know, both sides are guilty, which it sounds like from the reports I've been getting on Indiana DCS, then that means that somebody in there knew something and was silenced. But three DCS employees are being, you know, they're being shoved under the bus. What are three of these employees? One of them, the supervisor? And if so, why did the supervisor say, oh, yeah, yeah, and just convince a judge to send the child back? If all these things are true, if all the allegations are true that the child died at the hands of his parents, then why would they do, if they knew what was happening beforehand, why would the system suddenly take the child, send the child back? Look at my case. There were allegations, just allegations, mind you. Now, according to their rules and regulations, since the things were not done that their policy and procedures have stated, What is that saying? Now, one thing I did say is that you, as a parent, have a right and a responsibility. You probably already know this. That in the state of Indiana, at least, probably other states too, you have a right to have an attorney presented to you, especially in a CHINS case, a child in need of services, which mine were. All they had to do was just provide that, but they didn't. Did they provide a lawyer for this couple? I'm going to have to dig more deeper into that to find out if the parents actually had a lawyer, or if, just like in my case and maybe a lot of your cases in Indiana, especially St. Joseph County, you weren't given a lawyer. Now, if that's the case, you can sue for due process violation that you were supposed to have given, been provided, not so much given, but provided a lawyer on behalf of the state. Now, whether or now, as long as they're providing you it, as long as he's, according to the state, if he does the bare minimum, he's done his job or her job. So, thought I'd give you a quick update on this. And the headline once again reads, Indiana DCS employees sued in federal court in continued fallout from child death case. And go to 22wsbt.com. Go to their website and you'll see it. Just type in Indiana DCS employees sued in federal court in continued fallout from child death case. And this is inexcusable. They yell at parents like you and me how we're supposed to be raising our kids, and yet they allow something like this to happen. I have a funny feeling we're going to be finding out more who's responsible and how a little boy lost his life because nobody wanted to take responsibility. Is that any consolation to that child now? Parents will no longer have the responsibility of that child. But then again, you know, God has a way in which to take care of his children, especially children that are defenseless. I don't know what the answer is. All I do know is that the current system does not work. The current system has failed. It's been going on for decades. All they care about is those bonuses. They do not care about anything else. This is a good example. Hopefully there is justice for this little boy. And hopefully the parents really have a heart and they're allowed to tell their side of the story, or maybe this is their side. Let's see what happens. But I'll guarantee you, if justice is not done in this lifetime, in this world, it'll definitely be done in the next. And there's a strange thing. There's no appeals. There is no hearsay exceptions. There is no suppression of evidence or anything. Because in the next world, you're at the mercy of the Creator. And trust me, what I've read and what I've heard from others who, if you can, Google a divine revelation of hell. If you don't believe in hell, after reading that and hearing this woman's story, that may change your mind. But three Indiana Department of Child Services employees getting accusations of neglecting their constitutional duty to care for a child who was tortured to death by his parents in October 2021. Ironic, it's been 2 years. 2 years. And they're still investigating this. And where's Eric Holcomb and Eric Miller? They're keeping their big mouths shut. I wonder why. Would Holcomb be running for mayor? Not mayor, but president of the United States? Is Eric Miller going to try to get his fat ass into the governor's seat? Because remember, this guy was the financial logistics officer. He was a penny pincher, basically. And Mary Beth Bonaventura remembers, because she resigned, remember, and she said that this Eric Miller was cutting her budget, and that if it didn't stop, more kids were going to die. And she resigned. Then Terry Stigdon, May of this year, she resigned. And remember, they had that whole 8 states were under a pilot program for child welfare reform. Wow, you kind of notice that nothing has changed. And this is just one child that they know about. Remember the previous lawsuits that they were actually, the people that sued on behalf of the children, their lawsuit was dismissed because they didn't have sufficient evidence. Now, in this one, they have sufficient evidence, and maybe those kids that were in the foster care system and others, maybe it's time. And those that have not gotten records, the records you submitted, that they'll use some excuse like, we don't know you're the biological parent, or you can't get those, that's considered private, blah, blah, blah. You're the biological parent, and yet you can't get anything on your children that was in the system. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? You're the parent, and you got people like Governor Newsom, also Kamala Harris and them, that the children are not yours. Even Joe Biden has said the children are the state's, that they're the state's property. Isn't that kind of interesting how politicians are saying your children are the state's property and not yours? They're coming straight out on it. What does the government have to do before finally we say enough is enough? Where we say, hey, guess what? These children are, we conceived them, we brought them into this world, we raised them. Well, of course, you got politicians, no matter who it is, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, are they going to you ladies and impregnating you, and they're your children? They're their children? That they're going to take them away from you? When's the last time you even met any of these people? You know, nobody has ever brought this up. How many politicians have actually, you had physical contact with, you had sex with, where they have the right, duty, and responsibility to take away your children because they say that your children are the government's, that they're not yours? Teachers who don't like the fact that you're telling the teachers, hey, look, you're going to call my little Billy or little Susie, you know, my little Billy is a boy, my little Susie is a girl. That's the way you want them to address them, then so be it. Teachers who don't want to do that are resigning And I say, well, okay, then start your own school. But above all, going back to this, we have got to get inside our heads. If one child, this is back in 2021, 2 years, and that's just one child that we know about. How many others have been abused through the system that the courts, the Indiana courts alone, are saying, no, 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 nothing happened. No, 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 don't worry about it. And even the federal courts, the feds are saying, yeah, we agree, nothing happened, or your rights haven't been violated, even though you're checking all the laws and everything. It's like the courts are saying, fuck the damn law. This is what I say it is. And, you know, nothing's going to be done about it. You can appeal it, but the appellate courts and the Supreme Courts are all going to rule in our favor. Unless you get a judge like this, who's sick and tired, saying, hey, look, I want the records. I want to know why this child died. And you notice, if it's these three employees that are not doing it, is one a supervisor? If one of these employees, one of these three employees, is a supervisor that has been accused of neglecting his or her constitutional duty to care for a child who was tortured to death by his parents in October 2021, looks like they're shoving a person under the bus. They're shoving the three of them under the bus so they don't have to take responsibility. Where'd the person get the orders to ignore all this? And for that matter, I thought they were all about the bonuses and everything. Is this the child welfare reform they were talking about last year? Is this what the child welfare reform that the feds say, hey, here's a new program. Do this. Now, one part I remember was they had to keep the children with the family that they would get bonuses for doing that. So you don't go case by case. You just go, how much money can I get either by taking the child or keeping the child with the family? Well, folks, this is the problem. The child is now dead. And parents are caught in the middle. You don't know what really transpired in the house. Medical records will show that. Did they take pictures of the child? What kind of abuse? What kind of... There's so many questions. All they have on there is a picture of the child. Looks like he's got a little candy necklace around his neck. But this is our system. I may have said it before. If I haven't, I'll say it now. They got to scrap CPS all across the country. Redo the whole thing from scratch. The police, their hands are tied. If they're told by a judge, hey, don't do that, where are they getting their orders from? Eric Holcomb and Eric Miller, and I know you listen to my podcast. This child's death and others like him. You think that this is the only lawsuit? More are coming through. You're eventually going to have to face the media. You're going to have to answer the question. And hey, Miller, you stupid son of a bitch, Holcomb put you in charge. And it's not the budget, but you did that since 2006. Mary Beth Bonaventura even said it. Now, if anyone has seen that, Terry Stigdon also had stated that Then Miller, guess obviously you like collecting like that $5 million award that was under Terry Stigdon. Where did that money go to? How come kids are being abused, neglected, and they're practically dying in the system? What's the answer? We have politicians that don't care about kids. Sound of freedom. I noticed that when I was doing that at first, I had many people listening. Except for the politicians that should be. Haven't heard anything on the news about what Eric Holcomb or Eric Miller is going to do about human trafficking, child trafficking. They are silent, and the silence is deafening. Case in point. Indiana DCS employees sued in federal court in continued fallout from child death case. Folks, I'm going to ask a question you answer yourselves. If it was your son, what would you want the state to do? Contact Eric Holcomb and Eric Miller's office. Flood them. Call them and call them and call them. And let them know. You're not going to put up with it. Now, if you're wondering, sorry, folks. Okay. If you want the number, and I'll put this in the description, for Eric Holcomb, or probably any one of them, by phone is 317-232-4567. I'm not kidding on that. 317-232-4567. Now, if you want to write, I'm going to put all this in the description box. But flood them. Make sure that the governor knows you're not going to put up with this. Because you don't want the next child to be yours. You don't want the next child to be someone you know personally. And if anyone knows this child or knew this child, speak up loud and clear. And that's pretty much the long and short of it. So this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And let Eric Holcomb know that the silence... silence is deafening.